is Amanda.
And this is Chris.
And this is Vocal Herspective.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Vocal Herspective. We had a couple weeks off, but we are excited to be back. We've got a guest that we've been working on for months, years. We probably asked her before our long break, and she's just that busy and that in demand, and we are so lucky to get a little bit of her time tonight. Please welcome Anita Prather-Harvell.
Hello, Anita.
Hey, hello.
I don't even know how to introduce you, Anita, because you have so many roles just within Harmony Inc., where I know you best. But let's just give us a start of, you know, how did you find this crazy a cappella hobby? How did you wind up here?
So it's actually kind of a really interesting story. And of course, it involves bars. So for background, I was actually familiar with four-part harmony. My dad sang four-part harmony when I was a kid. He was one of those guys that sang on the street corners and competed in little Friday night contests with his quartet, and it was so much fun. So I started singing from an early age with him. We just would harmonize in the car, and we'd do all those things together. It was so much fun. But I just never thought about singing formally or in a structure until about 2005, Christmas of 2005, Northern Blend was singing for a performance in my town that I live. And I was on the Chamber of Commerce board, one of many, and I missed it. And I was so upset that I missed them singing. And I said, I really wanted to hear you guys sing. I just wanted to hear you. And after that, all those performances, it was a little holiday stroll. So they were in a bar and we were serving hot toddies. And I was helping to wrap up the event, and I ran into Northern Blend, and for heaven's sake, and they said, well, no problem, we'll sing for you. So while we were having, warm holiday mulled beverages, for heaven's sake, sang for me, and they taught me a tag, and I said, you know, this barbershop thing might not be so bad.
I love that your history starts with a barbershop chorus walks into a bar.
That's exactly.
And what's funny is, like, because I am a barbershop brat and I haven't known any better, that makes perfect sense to me. Amanda's like, that's hilarious. I'm like, what? That's so normal. Like, that'd be weird if it was like they walked into a grocery store. It would be weirder.
It's like, is anything, I don't see anything wrong with that.
No.
I was in my element.
So as you were hinting, you do a lot in the community, Anita, and I think a lot of people in Harmony Inc. and the barbershop world know you for the many roles that you have taken on. You are often seen with a camera in your hand or
computer,
something.
It's attached.
A flash drive,
a microphone in your hand. You're running around doing something.
A checklist.
Crazed constantly. So being the social media coordinator for Harmony Incorporated, there's so many things, as you know, that go in and are involved with that and just so many places. But I like to have an opportunity. So I'm either, you know, looking through thousands of pictures that I've taken or, you know, waiting for that opportunity to get somebody on camera or capture a really awesome moment. So,
and how long did it take? After you joined Harmony Inc., before you took on these roles?
I joined Harmony Inc. in 2006, and I became the social media coordinator in 2009. The position had just been created, so I've held the position since it existed. Math right now, so 2009 to now.
Yeah.
16 years ago, and I only know that because my son turned 16 next week, and he was born in 2009.
Oh, yikes.
Oh my gosh.
Don't give me any math credit, but
wow.
16 years in one role.
It's been fun. I've popped in and out of other things because, you know, one of the wonderful things I love about Harmony Incorporated is everybody pitches in to help out when things are needed. So I've popped in and out of the copyright and licensing coordinator position when it's been needed. I've helped with PR when it's been needed. So, and then also being in social media, I'm also the casual candid photographer. So I work alongside the official photographer capturing things that they don't necessarily capture that aren't necessarily contest oriented. So that's the cool part. So I get to do a lot of everything.
Anita gets the best seat in the house. I have to say, I got to sit on that deck with her a few times, and it changes your perspective a little bit of contest. My husband has gotten to sit on the deck too with Anita, and he's like, this is a special place to watch contests from. So from your perspective, being that you were kind of so new to our art form, but not new to music, and I know just from knowing your background, you have a band, orchestral, symphonic background to you that I also share. Nice. And I'm just curious with you, like, I was born into this hobby. Like, what are some of the things that you first noticed that like really captured you and kind of made you stick around and pay to work?
I know, right? When you're a professional musician, because my husband is, they pay you. Like, wait, what? Wait a minute. But you know, I also have a musical theater background. That's where a lot of the singing, I chose to go into that arena as opposed to something formally choral. But it's just the Harmony and Corporate is just a really different environment, and I'm very blessed and glad that that's the environment I chose to go into. A lot of people are encouraging, and it's a lot like musical theater, where everybody's doing it just for the love. They want to, you know, find that audience member and just, you know, give them the performance and just really touch them and impact them in some way. And that's exactly like musical theater. You know, it's, you're like taking on a persona.
If Bandcamp and Tech Week could all and then like go to a convention, could all be pushed into one. That's what Harmony Inc. is. It's like all the best things about when you perform with a group and you have a product that you know, because there's different paths that groups go off of. And you right. sing with a group that I think we all strive to be, where you perform at a very high level competing, but you also are community out. You're a community outreach beast when it comes to being a chorus. So I really want to pick your brain a little bit from the social media side of that and what you've been able to experience. And I mean, I think obviously if you're competing at a high level, you're singing at a high level, people are going to want to hear you. But what does Northern Blend do? How do you guys keep yourselves so active in the community, doing gigs, but also competing at such a high level?
Well, the advantage I think we have is we have a lot of music educators in our chorus, starting from our director, Katie Taylor. And there's so many teachers that are people that are already involved in the community anyway. So they take that, and so they have all of these feelers and contacts, and they're already involved. So Northern Blend just gets to take advantage of all that kind of stuff. You know, folks like me who terminal volunteer who needs to work, remember the word no once in a while.
Are you sure and that's in your vocabulary, Anita?
I'm working on it, okay.
Do you see who you're talking to, Anita?
Kettle, pot.
Yeah, pot, kettle. So a lot of those folks already are involved in the community. So, and then we have a lot of folks that are also musical theater folks that we've actually helped recruit into Northern Blend. So a lot of the recent folks have joined in the last 5 years or so are folks I performed with on stage. So
we tend to. Don't be afraid to utilize your own
community, networks,
you know, your own networks. Like, don't be afraid to ask your PTA, you know, don't be afraid to talk to your community HOA, you know, so just don't be afraid to, don't think that the people closest to you don't want to listen to you.
Exactly. Or even be a part of what you're doing.
Yeah.
I mean, we've heard from plenty of Northern Blenders that ended up in it because you came to some event that they were at and they're like, that looks cool. I might do that.
One has a crown now. I mean,
I know. What's that about?
Jeez.
It's awesome.
It's that easy. It's that simple. You want to when you can. No.
Let's go to a bar. You know, let's just go to a bar and just recruit people.
But I mean, speaking of, so hopefully people know Northern Blend by now. We talk about Northern Blend a lot on this show, but... So you are always one of the busiest people at a convention, and then you get on stage and perform at a high level. And I think sometimes I think Harmony Inc. is full of women that love to lead and love to be an active part of the organization, but they're also amateur performers that are like, I must focus all of my energy on these two songs that I have to get up and sing with my chorus, and that's all I can focus on for 4 straight days. And then we watch you just run around and do 17 different jobs, and then, oh, look, there she's on stage winning a gold medal. I mean, it's
Like,
possible. What kind of mindset is that for people out there that are like, oh, I'd want to volunteer, but I'm afraid it would mess with my mindset or it would mess up my
and yes, you
experience
do
on
have
the
a
job.
job, right, Anita? You have a full-time
Yeah,
job,
you had
right?
mentioned the full-time day
Like,
job.
you have a full-time day job, but it's not, you know, we have to, I always like to classify that because there are some people that are retired and they will admit, like, this is a lot easier now that I'm retired, but you have a full-time day job.
I do.
Okay,
Yeah.
now how do you make it work?
He just really learned to compartmentalize. So I'd put things in buckets. It's the type A, anal attentive, military service person. So I'm also prior service. So I did 17 years in the Army. So you really
Thank
learn to put
you.
things into buckets and go like, okay, this is what I'm going to do now. And this is what I'm going to do now. And this is what I'm going to do now. And sometimes the buckets overflow. You go like, I cannot do all these. But then there's usually some type of, support. My sometimes my husband, sometimes it's bourbon, and then you get all back together and you figure it out.
And I think you do it much better than you think because, you know, yes, Chris and I talk about the deck that you get to sit on all where all the cameras are in the middle of the convention. And it's like, Anita's up there, Anita's up there, Anita's up there. And she's like, oh, can someone just like, you know, watch this for a set or two and I'll be right back. And then it's, well, oh, wait, she asked for help because she actually is, we should take pictures of her doing what she loves.
And my chorus is awesome. I've had so many members of my chorus will come by and say, hey, can we get you a sandwich? Can we get you some water? Is there something we can, take care of for you? There's folks in Harmony Inc. who take pictures when I'm in the pattern. Dee Dyer's done it for me for quite a few times. Sue Bueller. So there's so many people who realize that, I'm trying to juggle all the balls and things, and they're without being asked, they just jump in and help. So it's amazing that they allow me to do all those things. Without them, I couldn't do all of these things at the same time. I even competed with a quartet once. That was close to when. So in 2022, right after COVID,
Yes,
where
the
everybody
half
got,
notes. Yes.
yeah, half notes. Yes. Oh, I forgot that. Yeah, I'm in a quartet.
Oh, yeah, I do that thing.
Do that quartet thing too. My youth quartet, hot half notes. They're just fun. So I was trying to also be in the pattern with the chorus, be in the pattern with the quartet, and take pictures. I think that was about as close to when as I got at a convention. But you make it work.
So as Chris kind of alluded to, you have a background with we always see you with musical theater and with band. What of that do you bring to the stage with you when you perform Barbershop?
A lot of the things in musical theater are really learning to be vulnerable and taking risks, because especially in musical theater, when you're out there, a lot of times, depending on your role, there's no one else to rely on. If an actor that you're working with is in your scene has an issue, you have to be, you have to be savvy enough to know, I know what my role is and I know what my lines are, but I need to also know what their lines are. So it just requires you to be really, really, really self-reliant. And marching band does the same thing, because I teach in California, and one of the things I tell the kids is like, you got to go to your spot. You got to know where you're spotted, because this is not an end well if you go left and they go left and they go right, and it's a mess. So it just teaches you to a lot of personal responsibility. And not only that, because that sounds very, strict, but it's really about doing it for other people. I want to be the best I can be. So I know my scene partner has trust that I will be able to do what we need to do in the scene. Or I tell the kids, you want to know your march, you want to know where your dot is, or you want to know your music, so the other people know that they can count on you. And that's some of those things I take out of both marching band and musical theater, is it's not only being knowing your music and knowing what you have to do for me, but for everybody else.
It's like having the two brains going on at the same time. And you don't get those in lots of opportunities, but things like singing in a cappella, where you're tracking one part or multiple parts while also holding down a part on your own. But then you're blending and then you're, you know, potentially telling a story or maybe you have choreography, God forbid. And I always tell people, I'm like, oh, I have that other brain that kicks in. And they're like, what are you talking about? Well, if you did it, you'd know. Like those of us who have had to do it, you know.
It's the path, pat the head, rub the belly, jump up and down, do all those things at the same time. Yeah.
I think that we've, you know, that's what everybody, that's where we talk about this a lot. The performance, is it performance now? Is it present? It's performance now.
Performance.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah. The performance category now, you know, it's the elusive performance category. There's always one category that's going through this like change, like they're growing and they're blossoming and we're all learning what it is. And people are always like, what is authenticity? Well, there's two parts of authenticity. There's you. And then, like you said, there's the audience. Is it the audience? Is it a character? Is it your quartet? Is it all of that?
And sometimes it is. I mean, that's, I think when you work really hard at authenticity is when it's not. I think everyone has, but we talked about the reasons that people join an acapella group, and everyone has all of that backstory, and just being vulnerable enough to kind of analyze it and then bring it to the forefront. That's the hard part that a lot of people struggle with. And that's I think that's where my musical theater background helps me, is because you have to develop that when you're acting, and it allows you a little bit of kind of a distance. But when you're in barbershop on that contest stage, you know, people know, you know, you're not able to create a character per se. They know when it's real. Audiences know when it's real versus this is the character. And I think that's the cool part of barbershop that you don't necessarily get in theater.
Yeah, like we often have characters in our minds that we're playing when we're singing these parts, but we don't want to look like we're playing a character. We want to look like we're being ourselves.
But if we were singing that exact same song in the musical itself with the costume on, you'd want to be that character, right? And so there's that fine line between is, you know, are we being authentically ourselves? Are we being authentically the character? Is there a way to be both? Are, you know, I think the best performances we've seen are a slight mixture of both. Like, agreed. I think about Sarah Bareilles, yep. Right?
Yes. Oh,
like, you can't strip her from that performance.
Right.
And I feel like every time she did it, she probably did it almost exactly the same. But yeah, it was different. Because
just a little bit.
It was her. And it was that part of her that showed up each night to play her character.
Agreed.
And I think barbershoppers aren't professionals. And most barbershoppers aren't actors or actresses. You know, they haven't taken those lessons.
Right.
And we have now said, we want that.
Right.
And how do those kind of conversations go in a chorus like Northern Blend that seems to be nailing it? Every time there's a target to be hit with authenticity and performance.
Some of it does come organically. I think what happens is figuring out what each person's story is, or what each performer is bringing to the story and making it consistent. Because, you know, as you know, every story or every has a different meaning for everyone. So what we work on is figuring out what's the main story that we're trying to get. So, you know, we have people with different backgrounds. Some people have children, some people don't have children, you know? So when you're having a conversation, you know, with your child, it's different than having a conversation with your significant other, or, you know, sometimes it's me and my brother. So what we try to do is make those things as consistent as possible, while also honoring what everybody else brings to it. So it's not that, you know, everyone's has a different authentic story. What we're working on is making them as similar as possible.
Sure. And as you mentioned, Half Notes is mostly a youth quartet.
Yeah.
you know, and Northern Blend brings a lot of young people onto the stage. How do you bring those folks in, the ones that don't quite have the life experience that match a lot of the tunes that we hear on a barbershop contest stage?
It's, you know, surprisingly, they have a lot of experience. A lot of folks don't talk to or engage young people enough. They have a depth of experience. It's just different. We can all think back to when we were younger and when we had issues with, you know, some person we were trying to attract or something, and that went well or didn't go well, and just, you know, teenage drama. We all remember the angst. We all remember the drama. You know, so they go through so many emotions at that age that they have, it's not necessarily experience per se, but the emotions are there. And then we just come up with, okay, so how do we take those emotions and translate them to what we're singing? But young people have a lot range of a bigger range of emotions that most people give them credit for. So and then again with that, you don't want to do things that require, years and years of angst to say, okay, I've been seeing, I've been going through this experience for 50 years, and this is where I am at the end, because they're not going to sing a song for me, because they're not that old. So we try to come up with repertoire that's kind of meets us all in the middle, things that we have in common. But a lot of the quartet members that I sing with, even though they're young, they've had a lot of experiences in their young lives, and we try to come up with music that honors that, just in a different way.
And will we get to see more from Half Notes? I know every once in a while they pop up and I'm like, ooh, is Anita going to get up there and sing in a quartet again?
We have a brand new baritone. So we're working on getting our repertoire back up and running. So hopefully in the next contest cycle, you'll be running around trying to do all the things, because now I will have a quartet in addition to being in the chorus and in the quartet and on the podium, because I'm also the PR coordinator for Area 3.
Yep.
So
Yeah, just that little job too.
that thing too. So I know I'm looking forward to it. So our goal is to compete in Area in 2026.
That's exciting.
I
That's exciting.
know, yay. I think this is my fourth quartet. And what I love about singing with Half Notes is just the ability to, mentor them and bring the joy of singing that I've had all these years to younger performers. So hopefully they will pass that on and create legacies of their own. So I've sang in quite a few quartets, but I'm gonna say by far this is my favorite one.
Well, and that's exactly what we need in Harmony Inc. And it's so nice to see more of an outreach, and as a culture looking more towards involving more youth members and getting them in and excited and ready to carry the torch because, I mean, who else will when we're all gone, right? You got to
Exactly.
get somebody excited about this or it will be a dying habit
Yeah,
or
and
a
just
dying
give them,
hobby, sorry.
yeah, and just giving them a safe place to do that. I mean, and just, just saying, okay, I understand, but I got you. This is how this goes. Whatever it is, it's going to be, and that's fine. So this, because as performers, we put a lot of pressure on ourselves. And what I hope to do in Half Notes is just say, it'll be fine. We'll work it out. We'll figure it out, and it'll be whatever it is, it'll be great.
And that, I think that's a good lesson for our young people to learn too, because we see it in Bella too. Our young folks, they're in that competitive stage of life, like where everything has to be perfect because they had to be perfect to get into everything that they wanted to do in high school, and then they had to be perfect for their college applications, and they had to win this and they had to win that. And then you get in Harmony Inc. and we're like, you don't have to win to have fun here. You don't have to win to gain respect here. You don't have to win
No.
to do anything here.
And competing isn't what they think it is. Competing is just another formal mechanism. So maybe you get some feedback, and there's people who I actually love competing when I'm in the quartet, when I'm looking at the judges, because they want to love you. They want you to do your best, and that's the best audience, because you can't see everybody else anyway because the lights are too big. So only people you can see are the
Yeah,
judges.
those smiling judge faces. And I have to say, the Harmony Inc., the judges that come straight out of Harmony Inc. are always the ones that are sitting there with the biggest smiles on their faces.
It is. And I said, this is the room that's going to love you. And just go out there and just, put your best effort out there. Love it.
Are you
Chris!
excited to venture to Hershey this winter, fall?
We've been to Hershey before. I'm trying to remember where the only challenge I think I had with Hershey is, I don't remember if Hershey was the place where we literally were running. I was running all over between different venues like a chick with my head cut off. I can't remember. That might have been in Canada, where the rooms were so far apart, where you're
No,
going,
this one I think this one's pretty good. I think these are pretty tight. It's a lot of chocolate, which I do respect.
I'm very excited about the
If
chocolate.
we're gonna be somewhere cold, like this is good. I mean, it's Pennsylvania in November. Like you never know what you're gonna get.
Yeah, kind of like New
It
York.
but it's chocolate and chocolate martinis. I just have a very, very, very vivid memory of those. My son was, we talked about this. He was like 9 months, no, 6 months old the last time that we were there. So he's he's 14 now. So that'll be it'll be quite fun to
different experience for William this time.
Yeah.
Coming into Hershey, you're coming in with the reigning gold medal course champion. So what does that look like? How do you prepare differently for an ICNC when you're not the competing group?
It's as folks will tell you, it's way more work. Not complaining, of course, but you know, you have to prepare so much more repertoire in your reigning year. You not only have two songs that you sing as mic testers, you have the Parade of Champions, you have master classes. So there's so much more repertoire that you have to prepare, but I guess no complaints. It's just a different experience. It's a different contest experience. So, you know, so I think that the cool thing about it, though, is it actually makes you less hyper focused because there's so many things going on that you don't have time to be, you don't have time to obsess over anything because there's so many things happening. It's really more of figuring out, okay, I have a rehearsal here and then we have to be over here and then we have to do this and we have to do this and how do we fit all that stuff? And you don't have time to obsess over anything.
You just have to go and do it.
You just do it. It's like, okay, the master class is this time and then we have rehearsal this time and then we have to practice for that. And then we have also, since we also have the reigning quartet champions in the chorus with Roulette, so you have to work around their schedule as well. So you just got to go with it. It's actually calmer in some cases.
It's a bummer there's no leaders in your group or anything that like can yeah. like take charge.
Nah, nobody does anything. They just show up and sing.
Dang it.
So you don't have time to be obsessed over everything. It's like, it's more of, okay, where am I supposed to be right now? So please, fuck somebody, please tell me where
sure
I'm supposed to
show
be.
Show up where I'm supposed to be at the right time.
Exactly.
Right place.
That's what I was asking. It's like, is this the venue where everything's spread apart? Because I'm screwed.
No, based on when we called the hotel and I was a little concerned when I called to make the reservation and they were like, do you want to be in a room close to the convention? And I was like, well, how far away are we talking? Like, where are you putting me? 2 miles down the road? Like, yes, please put me near the convention.
Well, I do believe there's like a water park in between. So like, I think it's like there's a tower and then like a water park and then where the convention is. So it is the other side is it's a hike. So
all right, well,
choosing the convention side was, yeah, I'm fine. Put us all together. We won't complain about each other. It's like a giant summer camp.
Counts, Anita. You and Chris.
Exactly.
Pair of step counts in Hershey. See how we're doing. I mean,
no, I'm chilling.
It's on. I probably got this, but it's fine. It's on.
Absolutely going to get it.
You're absolutely going to win.
I'm not sure that's the contest I want to win, but it's fine.
Epic's coming. I'm gonna be wearing heels again.
Oh, I'm so excited. You have no idea. You have no idea how excited I am that Epic's gonna be.
Heard it here first, folks. Epic is coming to Hershey.
We are. So we'll be on the Parade of Champions and hopefully singing around and having a blast. We got back together for the first time in I don't know if we did the math of like 8 years, we think it was a few weekends ago for an event that Alan put on, Bella Nova and Key of E and who else? Halo and Epic was there. And just many of our basically and friends. And it was magical. It's one of those things, you know.
Yes. In case you're wondering, guys, Epic, they still got it.
I had no doubt. I was literally when I heard you were performing, I was like squee. There was squeeing and all sorts of random noises I don't normally make.
We're gonna have to lock Shauna and Ann up and not let them leave after the parade. Make them stick around and keep them there because it's yeah, it's been a lot of fun. I know that you're involved with Halo. Are you still doing some things with them?
I am. I am yet another board of directors.
Right. As I thought.
I am the secretary of Halo. And they actually have a performance that they are doing. Actually, I think they just did it already. So we're still in between all of the things that Shauna's doing, in between all of the things that
Nyambi having a baby.
Yeah, that part. And Jasmine is now an amazing, you know, opera
accomplished composer.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. So in between all of those things, we still find time to do some Race and Real Talk and some other outreach things for Halo. So I'm still excited that, you know, that is still going on and still making an impact in the community. So
I know I speak for both Amanda and I. When Halo is ready to get rolling again, if they have anything new, please come to us. We would be happy to do an episode and reboost it out there. Anything we can, because every time we have a conversation about barbershop and authenticity and how to, you know, relate that, I think, oh, this is exactly what Halo talks about.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's been a while, right? I think Shauna was on like episode 10. So it's
about time
to have Halo back.
Yeah, I think we get, you know, we get the whole crew on and just really see what's going on and make sure that we are keeping up with the girls, because it really is an incredible program. I've had many of my friends and colleagues work through it with Halo, and I myself would love to host them for a session, because for a series of session, I think it's like 6 to 8 weeks. It's like a program, and it's everything I read and hear is fabulous.
It's we're just amazing that the impact that they've managed to make, not only not only here, but they also did some performances. They also did some work overseas as well. So it became way more than we expected, but all that we wanted, you know, all that we hoped it would be. So, and the fact that Halo, you know, Halo as an organization is still going on, and, you know, Halo's performers are still happening. Got a fifth person, Ashley, that we bring in. So we literally, Halo, no matter all of the things that are happening in their lives, Halo is still Halo. We're still doing the Halo grind. So
well, excited. And you live up in New York, but you're from this area, right? You have, your roots are tied.
I'm a DMV, yes.
That's what I thought.
I am. Yeah. I was born in Washington, D.C., and then moved to Maryland when I was in high school. So, yeah, I am a DMV girl, born and raised.
Oh, man, you can come back anytime. Yeah, Bellanova's here. Back
anytime.
I keep telling my husband it's his fault. He was in the army. I went, you know, where the guy with the military orders.
It's beautiful where you are. I'm not going to lie. I love snow, so I could survive where you are, but
no. Snow is that thing that we just deal with like 6 months out of the year, seven sometimes.
You know, we just deal with it like majority of the time, and then we really love summer.
Yeah, that whole like 7 weeks of summer is everything.
Yes.
Because, you know, the weather turned cooler this week, and I said, oh, the bubble has burst.
Oh, no. But it's a lovely time to be in upstate New York right now,
too. It is. Actually, leaves haven't turned yet. I'm actually, where we live, they turn a little bit later. But yeah, it's beautiful. It's gorgeous. I live, I live in Sackett's Harbor, which is just off of Lake Ontario. So, you know, I'm literally 30 minutes from Canada.
That's one of the other lakes, you know, in the homes when you have to try to remember all the lakes, like Ontario. That's the other one that people, you know, tend to forget.
That's true. You know, we're not, you know,
part of the big over there.
Yeah, we're not the big flashy one, but we're here.
You're important. You can't get them all in trivia if you don't have Ontario.
Ontario. But it's beautiful. It's the town I live in is a historic village, War of 1812 village. So there are houses that were built from that area. We have an 1812 era battlefield that's near here. I think my house was built in early 1900s. So it's just a beautiful historic village. But yeah, every so often I was like, yeah.
Thanks for barbershop.
It is, but like, no, every so often it's like, man, I need some city. I need some big city.
He's like, go to one of your conventions. Go. Yeah. Go, you're fine. Go to Milwaukee. No, I'm kidding. That's a bad one. Go to, where have we been? We haven't been. Go to Louisville.
Louisville, yeah.
Go to Grand Rapids.
Grand Rapids. Get it out of your system, honey.
Go to Hershey, Pennsylvania. There's your city. No, awesome. I'm excited. Hershey's actually one of my favorites. It's a very big barbershop hub. I am not going to knock on Hershey. There's so much a cappella.
Is not sad about Hershey. It's the closest convention to
us. No, so not sad. Yeah, I can drive there. There's chocolate. My kid is psyched.
There's no downside to this.
There's no downside to Hershey. So she was fine with Louisville. She didn't mind that 13-hour car drive. But
it's 11 for me. I'm with you.
Oh, well, Anita, this has been lovely. Thank you so much for spending your time with us and letting us get to know you even more. I have just at a convention I would be very, very shocked if I didn't see you, and I'd be worried. So please keep doing you and giving us of yourself, because we are getting so much more.
No Harmony Inc. otherwise.
Like, I don't know. So thank you so much. And I hope that, you know, we get to sing a tag together very soon.
Oh, you bet. I'm going to hold you to that. But
I'm in it. I'm here. Yeah. And for everybody else, we'll see you next Thursday.